them little tiny ones up on the mountain here. You see them mostly.
Do they have a name?
No, not that I know. Just
okay. One thing I forgot to ask you about when we were talking earlier. In the old, well, they still do this where I'm from. I'm sure they do it here. Sometimes in the old days, they would when they castrated a young calf, they would take those castrated parts and cook them up and eat them. Well, what do you call that?
Mountain oysters.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, them are good.
Yeah. Y'all, your family ate those.
Oh, I love it. No. He don't, I do.
And this is just another pronunciation item. It's a piece of, it's a type of seafood. And you boil it and you peel it back and eat it.
Shrimp.
Okay. Okay. I just needed that for pronunciation. I want to ask you something about the weather in this area. What kind of summer storms do you have? Can you remember either from now or from when you were growing up?
Summer storms?
Yeah.
Well, we have some severe sometimes. Some summers are severe storms, but mostly they're pretty mild, I think.
Do you have a lot of bad wind, or is it hail, or?
Well, in the recent years, we have had pretty strong winds.
Oh, okay.
Hail, not that much.
Okay. Nothing like Denver got a couple weeks ago.
Not like outside of here.
That knocked out all my windows in the
house. Oh, jeez. Your car, did you get your car?
My car was gone, fortunately, or it would have gotten it, too. Yeah, that was really terrible.
Never going to have a train.
Yeah. Have you ever had anything like tornadoes in this area?
Yes.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Just north of here, a little ways, we had one year. When was that year?
Well, we've
the
had...
The 30s?
Yeah, we've had two or three of them. We've had one since the 30s, because when lived here, we had a tornado.
Mm. Oh, yes.
We were away from here.
Yes.
Yeah, you were away at that time.
Yeah, we were away at that time.
Is a tornado the same thing as a cyclone?
Mm-mm. No.
What's the difference?
Oh, cyclone is sea.
At sea. Okay. Okay. When you wake up in the morning and sometimes you'll look out, you can't see anything because the ground is covered with...
Fog.
Okay. Amazing. And the white puffy things up in the sky are called...
Clouds. Oh! Clouds.
It's real easy. What kind of winter storms do they have in this area?
Some years pretty bad, pretty strong. Blizzards sometimes.
What is a blizzard? Is that snow accompanied with wind?
Wind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How cold does it get here in the wintertime?
Well, I've seen it here at our place here, down to 1 year, 36 below.
Below?
Zero.
Okay, below zero. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm, that is pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you about something. Earlier you were talking about the different railroad cars, and you were talking about refrigerated cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did they do for refrigerated cars before they had refrigeration?
They had the reefers, they call them, refrigerators, of course, reefers, they call them. And they had a section at one end, and each end of the car, where they loaded it, packed it with ice to keep the...
Okay. Now, where did the ice come from?
From ice ponds.
From ice ponds. Mm-hmm. Now, were those in this area? Where did I'm just curious, what did the
they
railroad...
They had one in Parma Lake. At Miniman. I'm sorry, Miniman. They had the big, and we had Rio Grande had a spur to it where they loaded all the.
So the railroad had an ice house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah, we had ice houses right along.
Okay. Do you know anything about that? I mean, have you seen them? Could you tell me some about that? About the process of them cutting ice and storing it there, and what that was
like? Yes. In those days, they used to do everything by hand with, saw that the lumberjacks used to use to cut the logs, the trees. We use those kinds of saws to cut it. And